This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
The main takeaway is going to be, as Joe Biden continues to falter, and he does in a big, big way, who is going to try to step up and seize the night? Now, a couple of these candidates have to. They're running out of time here. They are polling at 1%, 2%, 3%. And while it seems like it's far away, it's not far away. The point is, if you're not polling and looking like a serious candidate now, guess what then? You're not going to raise any money. You're not going to be able to hire the best people for your campaign, and you are going to be in trouble. So what they have to do then is they got to make a strong showing Thursday night. And the thinking is to go after the front runner, Joe Biden. Now, this guy he keeps screwing up left and right everywhere he goes. On Friday, he told an audience that they're going to end fossil fuel. Okay. But he had just gone to a fundraiser by a co-founder of a natural gas company. Now, you see, Biden used to be not of the woke Democrat Party, so Joe Biden would have supported things that gave people jobs and energy and American energy independence and everything. But now he's all in on being woke and anti-coal and anti-natural gas and anti-fossil fuel. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Can't win Pennsylvania when you start talking about getting rid of these things and putting people out of work. So Joe Biden, cut four.
But kiddo, I want you to just take a look, okay? You don't have to agree, but I want you to look in my eyes. I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel, and I am not going to cooperate.
Okay? All right, we're going to end it. I guarantee it. Now, in light of that, of course, then everybody's going to say to Joe Biden, will you do it on day one? See, when America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, said on day one she's going to set an executive order and she's going to sign an executive order ending fracking for natural gas, that raised the stakes. That raised the stakes. And so the question now is going to become, how soon will you end it? If you've noticed, and you'll notice this Thursday night, it's no longer about will you end fossil fuel, will you end coal, will you end natural gas. All of those things now are now considered to be just accepted. That's the entry point. Now the question is, well, how soon will you do it? Will you do it on day one? Will you do it in your first hour? Will you do it from the podium at your inauguration? See, that's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for somebody to say, I will take my oath of office. I will then proceed to sign an executive order right there at the podium. I won't even give a speech. I'll just sign executive orders banning coal, fossil fuel, and natural gas, and guns, and just right there from the podium. That's the kind of action that we're getting to now, the craziness of the action. Like, I won't even wait to get back to the White House. I'll just do it right from there, right at the big inauguration ceremony. Because if you think about it, what you've heard from a lot of people is you've heard this notion of, well, I'll do it within 10 years. I'll do it within 5 years. No. I'll do it within 30 seconds of becoming the president of the United States. Within 30 seconds of taking the oath of office, I'm going to turn around and say, somebody get me a pen. Imagine if nobody had a pen up there. How awkward would that be?
Just got a pen.
You know what I mean? The Supreme Court, the Chief Justice does the oath. Congratulations, Mr. President. Thanks. And then, thank you. Now, I'm going to sign these orders banning everything. Does anyone have a pen?
No, it's...
How the hell did nobody bring a pen for this thing? I've been talking about this now for 9 months. Where's my freaking pen? Or then America's mother-in-law, if she became president, the lecturing. Oh. All I asked was a pen. Why can't you just give me a pen? I asked for one thing. One thing. Nobody listens to me. Nobody listens.
Let me search my purse.
Somebody search your purse because nobody listens to me.
Oh, no.
All of you guys here, I asked all of you to bring one thing. All right, the debate watch party is going to be Thursday night. Now, it's going to be at the 7C Lounge at the FOP Lodge, Lodge 5 in the Northeast. Now, the debate starts at 8 o'clock. 7 o'clock is when we're going to get there. Woo-hoo. And we're going to have some fun. Like I said, there'll be the prize wheel. There'll be drink specials. There'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a great time. So be there for that. Dom's going to be there. We'll be there. And this is the longest campaign in history. So we might as well enjoy every ounce of it, every step of the way. Megaphone Bernie will probably be there, I imagine. And
we haven't actually with a true megaphone, we haven't heard Megaphone Bernie in a while. So that itself is a reason to come out.
It's a good
Thursday
point.
Night.
It's a very good point.
You know, I mean, he makes very rare appearances. So
he does. We need a Tulsi Gabbard lookalike to come and do yoga for us. Oh, is that possible?
I was just thinking that.
Can we get a Tulsi lookalike for some
Tulsi
squats?
For some wear the black yoga pants.
Yeah.
And then we could give her the ladies Yoli shirt, which fits great.
Yes.
We could have a lot of fun with that.
If you are or know someone who could pull this off for us, would you please get in touch with us on social media? Facebook.com/Zioli Show is the best way to do it. If you or someone you know could pull off the Tulsi Gabbard workout routine for us, you'll get a free Zioli Army Ladies Edition t-shirt.
Nice.
So we'll have Megaphone Bernie there, and then we need America's mother-in-law to stop by and appearance and lecture all the cops.
No, we don't.
Lecture all the cops about using tasers first. That's what I want to have. That would be great.
No.
Now, I know all of you think that guns are the answer, but I want to make sure you tase people. And then I want one of the cops to stand up in the back and go, all right, we'll start with you. Right then and there.
That's a sin.
That is kind of a sin, right? It'd be funny as hell, though.
By the way, FOP Lodge 5, the safest bar in the area.
Yeah.
No question.
It's a great point. Yeah,
nothing is going to happen there.
You have nothing to worry about at the FOP Lodge 5. No. It is a great bar, but it's a really fun bar, too. Yeah, yeah. I should give the address, right? Just freaking Google it. I don't know what to tell
you. It's on Caroline Road.
Yeah, put it in your maps. I mean, the address is so complicated.
It really is.
No, it is.
It's on Caroline Road. What's... Here, I have it in my thing.
Yeah, but I had it too, but then I just lost it.
111630 Caroline Road.
It's my luggage combination.
So it's FOP Lodge number 5, 11630 Caroline Road.
Yeah, that just rolls off the tongue.
11630.
111630 Caroline Road.
Just say 11630.
Or just Google it and say, how do I get to the FOP Lodge? It's easy to get to. The nice thing is it's in the Northeast and there's plenty of parking.
Yes.
No. There's a huge parking lot. And it's easy to get to right off of 95 and some other highways. So
I got to say, the older I get, the easy parking is really makes it. I mean, I would come in a heartbeat for that.
Yeah. No, there's no question. If I can't park, I'm done.
Exactly.
I'm
100%.
I'm not driving around looking for a spot like a jerk. I'm not doing that.
What about people who can't find parking for their work?
Well, that's us, so I guess we're going to figure that out. That's why I'm going to canoe it to work.
I was just going to say, Zioli came up with a solution this morning. He's canoeing to
canoeing.
Work.
Where the hell's my pen? I'm going to sign these executive orders. I got no pen. What am I supposed to sign this in blood? Is that what you people want?
No, that's a mother-in-law line. Sign it in blood. Do you want me to open up a vein and sign this in blood?
Because I will.
Because that's what this has come to. Oh, no. You want my blood?
Oh,
fine.
No.
Whatever it takes. Oh. That could be a scary inauguration day, kids. I'm just saying. Just saying. Now, we do have a lot of other audio here today. Now, we see here some of the other people who are running for president. Amy Klobuchar, who won't be president, keeps telling the same joke over and over again. To the credit of The Daily Show, they actually made fun of her for this, which is good. Take a listen.
The president actually sent out a tweet. He made fun of me for talking about climate change in the middle of a blizzard, and he called me Snow Woman. So I wrote back, hey, Donald Trump, the science is on my side, and I'd like to see how your hair would fare in a blizzard. So I wrote back, hey, Donald Trump, the science is on my side, and I'd like to see how your hair would fare in a blizzard. So I wrote back, Donald Trump, the science is on my side, and I'd like to see how your hair would fare in a blizzard. Sometimes, if you haven't noticed, you use a little humor. Like when he called me Snow Woman at my announcement in the middle of that thing, I wrote back on Twitter, I'd like to see how your hair would fare in a blizzard. So I wrote back, hey, Donald Trump. So I wrote back, hey, Donald Trump. So I wrote back.
I tweeted back.
The science is on my side. And I'd like to see how your hair would fare.
I'd like to see how your hair would fare in a blizzard.
Mr. Umbrella Man.
Senator.
And he called me Snow Woman. So I wrote back, I'd like to see how your hair would fare in a blizzard.
She's got one joke and she uses it everywhere she goes. Everywhere she goes. She's like Gallagher with the watermelon.
Yes.
That's what she's like. That's her thing.
Oh, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.